FM. Kia ora and good morning. We should have on the line Mohi. You there, mate?
Yeah, Ray, how are you doing? Thanks for having us.
Yeah, good brother, good brother. Now, just for the listeners out there, do you want to give us a bit of background on yourself? You're based out in West Auckland, and you've been doing neo-soul type stuff for a wee while. Just give us some background on yourself and your influences.
Yeah, cool. I started doing music and in 2021, during the COVID pandemic, actually. And that's sort of where the solo sort of thing began. But I've been doing music for a little while. Started back in Kuta in high school, creating tunes for our Kapahaka group, and then sort of eventuated from there, had a band in school, and then, a few years gone by, and then decided to kind of head into the neo-soul hip-hop direction, and so that's where I'm at the moment. Born and raised out west, my whānau is from the far north, from Tauranga Moana and from Wairoa. Yeah.
How many releases do you have under your belt as under your own name, Mohi?
Yeah, it would be probably about two albums now, and then this new EP that's just dropped today. So there's a few songs out there, and a whole bunch of different vibes as well, but they all kind of sit under that neo-soul R&B hip-hop umbrella.
Yeah. The EP out today is called The Flowers That Grow, correct, Mondo? And you dropped a half, and is there going to be a following half a bit later in the year, which will make a full album?
Yeah, for sure, Ray. You're right on it. So this is the first half of the full album. The album drops later on in the year, September, October, but it's sort of like a prelude, giving people a bit of insight into the feels, the storytelling, the vibe that this album is going to carry throughout the year. And so I just plan to release this first half and then single by single until the album's ready to go.
Yeah, awesome. Now, is it a project that you've done at home in like a home studio, or have you made the trek to a special studio to put it all together? And have you worked with a band on the tracks?
Yeah, this is a special one. I worked with a couple of people on this album. Right at the beginning, creating the album, I wrote all the songs in 3 weeks, and they were all just voice memos. And they had just come to me as they did. I generally write in te reo Māori, but for this particular album, these stories and sounds come to me in English, and so I wrote it that way. And then I caught up with some of my good mates, Noema Te Hau, Choice Vaughan, and Rory Noble, and they're all the producers on this particular album. There's been quite a few people that have come through and helped with creating the sound, and Amy Borojevic, or Hina, she's also part of this album, Jordan with the Y, Hope, and a bunch of just people that were real keen to be part of it, but also support this particular album. And so, yeah, it's been definitely a team effort. I started writing it towards the end of July, and so it's been with me for a little while, but I'm stoked that it's finally where it's at the moment, and now listeners can hear it.
Yeah, rad. And worth pointing out, you've just returned from a trip to Wales. You've been performing at the Focus, is it called Focus Wales Indigenous Arts Festival? What was that experience like, and how was it to represent Aotearoa on the international stage?
It was mean, eh? It was wicked as. I've never been to that side of the world, and so when I got the call up that the whānau were keen to back me and our crew to go over, I was so stoked. So we were over there, and we got to perform a couple of times and rep some, both myself, Ma, and Jordan with a Y, with our whole band, and so it was trippy. It was really cool. Also, singing Waiata Māori and a whole another side of the world was crazy to me. And so doing that, but also seeing how audiences resonate with our music was really powerful, with the understanding that listeners from that side of the world probably don't have much of an understanding of our reo. And so taking at face value, we're performing these songs predominantly in te reo Māori, and the audience is just raving for it. It kind of opened my eyes up to, in terms of the possibilities of touring over there as well. So, yeah, definitely a wicked experience.
Ah, legend. Awesome. All right. Well, side A of a forthcoming album or a new EP out today, The Flowers That Grow by Mohi. We're gonna hit Flowers and Hendo. What can you tell us about this tune?
Oh, man. This is probably one of my favorite ones off the album. It's written about my hometown where I was born and raised. It's written about the people that I come up with, those that I was raised with, those that aren't here anymore, and those that still stay out west, actually, some of my good mates. And so this song is pays homage to the West, pays homage to Henderson, and all of those people.
All right. Hey, cheers, brother. All the best, and we'll keep an ear out. We'll check out this EP today and keep an ear out for some new music in a few months.
Sure, bro. Thank you so much for having us.
Cheers, dude.
Flower and Hendo. Yeah. Flower and Hendo. You're my flower and Hendo. Yeah. What if I told you that I still love you? Gotta hold on my deepest parts. Cause we were raised on these concrete pavements, Sunday service and open scars. Keep your lips sealed, keep your head high. Steal an eye in a web of lies. But I'll protect you, I'll keep you warm, child. Downward spirals, you and I. Rolling, whipping, rolling from the age of 10. The valley to the hill and back again. Back again, back again. Rolling, whipping, rolling since the day we met. Valley to the veil and back again, back again, back like again. A flower in hand. Whoa, you're my flower in hand. Yeah, like a flower in hand. Oh, you're my flower in hand. Yeah, 9 a.m. fresh liquor in the morning. The cup fucked up, got me floating, feeling gorgeous. That's the only time I feel fine, and I'm happy to be living in my own skin. It's a problem, I'm the problem, master problem, think you can solve it. I got this trauma buried deep in my system, deep rooted in my skin, got me heavy, keeping watch for my sisters. Flowers gon' grow and handle survived it, now we're thriving, now we're thriving, yeah, yeah, we're thriving, dumb. Like a flower in hand, whoa, you're a flower in hand, yeah, like a flower in hand, oh, you're a flower in hand, yeah.
Radio Bay.